This season of Five Gems in a Trench Coat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories to the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and my name is Kim, and I am your GM for this season of Beyond the Barrier. We've made it. We're starting on my left today.
Hold on, Beyond the Barrier. Does that mean we're gonna go Beyond the Barrier?
Explodes.
Adam, I'm on the left. I play Desidedia. You can call me D Des.
Hemlock.
Don't call me Dedia. You can call me Hemlock. And to my left.
You guys, I just want to point out, Tanner Sherlock. I play Sable Klein. I'm on a second, third story floor, and I'm. People are coming up the thing.
What's happening?
And people are down there.
What are you on about?
That was before.
Oh,
we did a whole mission.
That's right. I forgot.
Was this a
just
bit?
Kidding. You're not
episode.
Dying. I'm killing Tanner. Actually,
is this a bit.
Yeah, of course.
It's, it's kind of hard to tell sometimes because you talk the same.
And also, yeah. Tanner's just some sarcastic motherfucker.
Was there
you
a
know?
Punchline?
Yeah.
The punchline was me being silly. Jesse.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I'm the greatest PI around. Richard Gravis.
No. Better than a coin flip.
Better than a coin flip. And to my left.
Hi. Hey, it's me, Tanlin Morgan. I'm playing Kyle Brown, also known as Bear. He fucked up his ankle. His cousin's always up to no good, you know, always getting shit in her head.
What do you mean?
It's fucked up. Kim?
Oh, shit. That's me. Hi, I'm Kim. Where we last left off, you guys made it out. And, you know, D got possessed for a little bit, and they played, guess that snack? That was an experience. That was a time. And, yeah, you guys had to pay off the person who gave you the job because you, quote, unquote, did not complete it. You guys came across, you guys made up a whole story on, you had too much heat on you, and, now you guys are just kind of hanging out. This will just kind of be an episode in which you guys have a week to kind of do whatever you want. I know some of you have stress to recover and harm to reduce, so, it could either be whoever wants to go first, or we can just go around the table. What's everybody going to do for this little week? Because you guys have a lot of heat on you. I imagine you guys want to lay low.
I can go first because mine's usually pretty simple.
Yeah.
But so I have 4 stress.
Okay. So you do have to... Participate in your vice. And I think there's a role associated with it.
Mine is obligation, which is that it's midterms. I got to turn in this midterm paper.
Yeah. So what happens is that you have to make a little roll. You make an attribute roll, and that roll is your weakest quality that is most enthralled to vice. And then you clear stress equal to the highest die results.
Okay. So that
but
would be
if your vice roll clears more stress than you had marked, then you overindulge.
Oh. Okay. So I should use like insight, right? Like study?
Yeah.
I got a 5 and I had 4.
Okay. So you do it once. So that's not too bad in terms of overindulgence, but
like doing all nighter on accident.
Yeah, I would say you do like lose yourself. You do the thing of like not eating,
yeah,
or drinking, or sleeping for a whole night, and it's not the best for you. But yeah, you are able to clear all of the stress.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you don't hear from D for like 3 days, but you know she's around.
I broke my foot.
Yeah.
My vice is fighting.
Yeah. So.
No, I don't know.
Now the fights are fair.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can do.
So to reduce harm, you'll have to tell me like how you seek out. Do you like go to the doctor? Do you find somebody?
Never that.
Do you just try to tough it out? Do you ask D to help you make like herbal remedies or whatever.
So my thing is superstition. So I could do like weird little like weird little like I'll put like honey and like herbs on it.
Okay.
I think you see me trying to thug it out and it just hurts so bad all the time. And I don't want anyone's help because I'm that guy. But you come over with your little remedies and like, yeah, whatever. You can do what you want.
I start drawing like symbols on your leg.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, here we go.
That kind of
I
hurts.
I pick up a little jar and I'm like whispering to it and I put it up to my ear to and then, okay. I'm like putting symbols.
Someone else
saying
this.
I'm studying.
Fuck.
A bunch of rabbit's
no
feet.
No one's here. This is fucked up. I really shouldn't.
Like turn the lights on and off 3 times.
Well, I'm sitting down right now.
Oh, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, so I would say that like the first night Graves does this, roll me 2d6 and we'll see how well this goes. Yeah, we'll see how well you take to this.
I got a 6.
Okay. Yeah, so God only knows what this did. Or maybe it wasn't him. Who knows?
It was me.
He whispered some things, put a little honey on there, and I think you wake up the next day and you're like, huh, I don't know what he did.
Dude, you should market that. Like, I get the whole like cat detective, whatever the fuck is going on.
No, I'm a general detective. Cats are just like, you know, pay the bills.
Okay, you should try homeopathic healing.
I walk out of my room from like my study super and I'm like, I think what he means to say is that the cats are his passion.
No,
and then I go back to my room.
Cats are not my passion.
Meow. Alrighty, Kyle. You also have stress.
I do. I have a lot of. I have 3.
Okay.
I think I have 4. I think I marked it wrong, so I should have 4.
All right. So after you wake up, a little confused as to why your ankle feels better now, maybe Graves is actually like this world-renowned doctor and like, you know, just isn't unlocking that full potential. But you don't have time to unpack all that.
Yeah, don't have time.
I'll tell
Dee about it later.
Yeah. Maybe that's something you guys can do later. But right now, you have stress you need to clear. So, what do you do?
Well, I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna peek in on Aunt Dee, hard at work.
Yeah.
My ankle's feeling better, so I'm gonna go to the rings. That's it.
Oh, okay.
And then I go to where I go.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going home.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
Truthfully. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you head over to the fighting rings. I think there's a few guys that are like, Kyle, we haven't seen you in a hot minute. Where have you been?
Give me some sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Get someone on the lips.
No. Bros. It's part of your ritual before you fight.
Yeah, I got to mac down with the bros.
Yeah.
It's normal.
That's what normal guys do. It's part of it. But yeah, you definitely see there's like a few guys are like, Kyle, where have you been?
Dude, fucked up my ankle, but I'm back and ready to rumble.
Thank goodness. We've been waiting for you these past few nights, you know? Mm-hmm. All right. And so, yeah, just the usual getting in there, squabbling.
All right. So I roll something from prowess. That's the lowest I have?
Yeah.
Okay. The lowest I have is either finesse or prowl. I got a 1.
You got a 1.
I got a 1.
So you clear. So we're going to do this in like a series of fights since you're doing this like throughout the night. So your first fight, it's a little rough. I think you're trying to figure out being back on your ankle.
A little rusty.
Yeah, because I feel like you've been laid up for like at least a little bit. You know, quote unquote set your ankle, and then you had Graves like
there's a bone floating around in there somewhere.
Something.
Walk it off.
And like you feel better and you know that you feel better, but you haven't been on your leg like this in a little bit. And so I think you're just trying to get back used to it. This first fight doesn't go the way that it usually goes.
It's okay,
so.
He likes the number 3, so he's gonna go for 3, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You still have more fights throughout the night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For this first one you'll clear 1 stress off, but you will have to continue to see how much you can clear.
Again.
Yeah, so you get into another fight.
That was just a warm up, boys.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You knew it, Kyle.
I got a 3.
Perfect.
And I have 3 stress.
Oh, perfect. So right on the dot.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So
love
I think,
the number 3, guys. Yeah.
See, there you go. This next fight, you start to feel back into like your element. You're feeling good. You're like that was just
sniffing
the
air.
Yeah, sniffing the air.
Smells like victory.
Yeah, sniffing the air, dragging your fingers through the ground, be like, yep.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. This is the one.
Licking things I shouldn't be.
Yeah,
shouldn't
be absolutely not. There's one guy in the crowd that goes, ugh. You know, just
part,
a little
it's
bit.
My process. It's my process. It's my
passion. And then you have one guy in the end who just is one of like the regulars and loves you. He's like, that's just part of his process, bro. Let him be.
Point at him like, yup.
Yeah, exactly. And so this next fight, you feel it in your jellies. This is gonna be it.
My jellies are jiggling. Let me tell you.
Your jellies are jiggling. They are ready. And you have this fight, and it's a really good like back and forth sort of fight. But you obviously have like the upper hand in this ultimately, and so you're able to finish off this fight. It lasts for a good like timed fight. You're in there for not too long, not too short though. And so yeah, you come out on top at the very end. You're able to clear all your stress. How you feeling?
I'm feeling. I only had two fights. And I know doing another one technically means I overindulge, but three.
But the number three. Is no, number. You're right. You're
and
right.
And I know he rolled a three, but he has to do three fights.
That's you're right. Okay, yeah. So, go for it.
So four on the die.
Okay. So how this is gonna work? Mm-hmm. So you're on a high. You're on a high. You're mm-hmm. like, this next one, it's gotta be
got it.
Fantastic. So you have this next fight. And because you're riding this high, you kind of wash this dude. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you eat that shit. And what happens is for the rest of the night, I think you get a little carried away. You do maybe an illegal move.
Maybe an illegal move. It's up in the air.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
There's no cameras.
There's no solid evidence. So you will have to lay low for the rest of the night. You won't be able to continue fighting, but you do clear all your stress. So maybe lay off coming back for like a night. They may not let you in.
We'll see.
Yeah. So that's you. How do you come back?
I walk into the base like, yup. Maybe just like a little tipsy because I went out for drinks with the boys because I haven't seen them in a second. Kiss someone on the lips. I have lipstick on my face. Not from a woman.
Let's go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't kiss a woman before a fight. That's bad luck.
Yeah. Men only. They get it.
That's how you get the man power.
Hey, the Romans knew.
The Romans knew. I read a lot about the Romans.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. For sure.
Yeah, ghost Romans.
Romans. All right, cool. That's Kyle. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right. Grace, what do you do?
So mine is superstition. So
oh, boy.
I'm just in my room. All you hear is just crazy noises like demon yells and cat meows. And
yeah.
Just things clanking around. A glass breaks. You hear gunfire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just in his room. And then he will come out and he has a bunch of stuff written on his body. He's like, I need help getting this off. I put on runes on my body, but then I realized they're all backwards because I was doing it in the mirror. And so I'm afraid it's going to have the opposite effect. So.
The funniest shit you've ever said, Jesse.
I like this.
That really fucking got me. So.
You look scary as fuck.
I haven't eaten in a couple days. Can someone please help me wash this off?
Kyle doesn't fuck with that shit, but you did kind of help him.
I just start spraying you with the hose.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I drag a hose inside.
Oh, it's so cold.
She does that to me sometimes.
Yeah, you stink. I turn it on to you.
No! I took a shower.
How many stress did you have, Jesse?
I have two.
All right, give me 2d6 for one of your attributes.
It could be study?
Yeah.
Six.
All right, so you overindulge a little. You go a little ham.
Oh, yeah, no, the runes were backwards.
Yeah, the runes were backwards. I think as they were trying to clean one off, one accidentally activates. And you hear just the most horrifying thing back in your room go off.
Oh, God. I need my gun. I'm going to scram. I'm still wet and naked. I just run into my room, splashing water everywhere.
When did you get naked?
For the getting hosed down.
You were already getting hosed down fully clothes, and you just start stripping.
No, I was naked the whole time because I was riding on my body.
You walked up naked, covered in runes? Yeah. Dude, I should have shot you in the head.
He should have executed you right there. Like, oh, I thought it was a demon. Oh.
So yeah, I run into my room, you hear gunshots.
Yeah, you run into your room, there is a multi-headed cat demon.
Oh no,
They've somehow combined, question mark?
Oh no.
Yeah, so you have
to deal. I need more bullets. It's like a hydra. I shoot off its head and two more grow.
Princess, handle it. Princess, you're the gun guy.
I'm not home.
Fuck.
I just locked my door.
Yeah, but you get that handled. Okay. You get it done. Okay. You clear your stress. Oh. It's a little stressful. Okay. Maybe don't do that again.
Well, I'll just do it right next time.
It'll be fine. It'll be so fine.
Ancient runes is more of an art than a science, so you gotta like work with it a bit,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you just weren't. You got to put them on the right side next time, and in the right direction, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Turns out mirrors make things backwards.
Yeah. And that's just something for you to note next time. Mm-hmm, so it's okay. We're good. We're all right. All right.
Taper. Yes. Sable's gonna go to the doctor.
Okay. Yeah, what's Sable's little, like, he's done this a few times at this point. What's his routine, I guess?
I always wear the same, like, set of clothes to the doctor because those are my doctor clothes, like, you know.
Yeah.
I go to the best doctor that I can pay for who will work on me and not, you know, record anything about it.
I'd have to say, you know, it's kind of a, maybe not the best up-to-date practice doctor, but one that you know will take you and will not say anything about it, and he's treated you so far.
I think I trust him enough to like keep going back and not make a fuss out of anything. Yeah, you know what I mean, because you know he's doing me a favor. You know,
yeah, and he's helped keep it under wraps. In terms of literally, people knowing about it, and also like just your condition in general.
So yeah, I'm gonna go in for treatment. It's probably like a combination of like shots, him like checking like you know how my blood pressure is, all that stuff, like normal doctor things, and then being like, hey, like, you know.
Yeah, what goes through Sable's mind during these checkups? Because he knows he's getting worse.
Yeah, I think he just tries not to, like, it's like, again, kind of like when he was up in that third story building, it's not like, oh man, this really sucks, I'm really sad about this. It's like, okay, like, once I get, like, this amount of money, then, like, I can do this thing. You know, like, it's like, he's just, like, going through his plan, repeating his plan in his head. Maybe secretly to like not think about it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Might be his way of like coping a little bit
when he's exactly
at the visits, but you know, he's just thinking about what he has to do next, and letting the, you know, also making sure the doctor's not going to kill him.
Literally,
like, you know, he never brings a knife to his throat, that sort of thing, always in the back of Sable's mind, you know.
Yeah, I know, this doctor's just like a chill old dude. Again, you look at him, it's not the most up-to-date stuff, but, he has the medicine to treat what you have, at least, for as the best that it can be treated. And, yeah, so you get pricked and prodded and examined. You want to do a little roll?
5. My stress is 3.
Okay, so you do overindulge slightly. I think that maybe whatever combination of shots and things they gave you this time kind of laid you out a little. You will be, like, out of commission for, like, a day or so, but you don't have much
going.
It
could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse, literally. And maybe I think it takes, like, a second for it to, like, kick in. I think for, like, an hour or two, you feel terrible. But then the meds and stuff kicks in, and, you just feel lethargic and very tired. Yeah, you get your treatment, and you feel better. So I say you all get this stuff resolved within the first, like, 3 or so days of your week. What else would you like to do with the rest of your week? You haven't heard from Bella at all. You don't have any jobs at the moment. You're just kind of left to your own devices.
I think maybe we should work on trying to figure out more about this girl. Would you guys like to give her a couple of hours to take us somewhere?
Yeah, that sounds like a good detective work.
All right. How do you feel about exercising somebody, just in case?
I mean, I have a gun that kills ghosts.
But will it kill me?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want that.
Oh. Well, he has a regular gun.
That will also kill me.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay, so how about this? I doubt she'll run off. If she does run off, you guys put all 3 of the warding necklaces on me.
What if I just handcuff you to me?
That might be a good idea.
But no, she might have crazy demon strength.
Yeah, what if she rips your arm off? You don't. All right, let's do this. We're going to do our seance.
Okay, yeah.
handcuff you to me?
Yeah, we handcuff
you. Same mechanics as before. I will need at least 1 successful sway roll, 1 successful study roll. They all have to be done by different people.
I'll do the sway.
At least one of the studies.
I got a 6. Oh, no. I got a 1 and a 5.
I got 5.
Cool. Yeah, so this goes off without a hitch again. Ophelia seems to really like you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you ready to show us to where your brother or where you were from and where you last seen everything?
Sure.
So we can make a map.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Do you want me to take you there, or are you showing me a?
What would be easier for you?
I don't know. You guys were talking about heat and stuff like that. I didn't want to go outside. You guys...
Oh, I think things have mellowed down. I think we're okay.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah. So I have handcuffed myself to my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
All right.
Because sometimes we get excited. We don't want to run off. And yeah, you could just kind of walk us there. I'll let you take over for a bit again.
All right.
How long do you think you'll need?
I don't know where we are currently, but I feel like it shouldn't be too far of a walk from what I remember. Things are pretty connected.
All right. How about this? I'll go ahead and give you 2 hours with a swap clause if you need me to swap to help you out, okay?
Okay. Pinky promise?
Pinky promise.
And just at the same time as you guys touch pinkies, you take a back seat.
This is the most unsettling thing in the world.
Well, Ophelia, I feel like we should prep you for the hellscape that is the outside.
Huh?
Yeah, the sun is dead.
What do you mean?
So just be aware of that. And then it's been 1,000 years. I don't know if we told you.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah, so things may be different.
Okay.
Just a heads up that everything's bad and we're probably going to die. But yeah.
Oh, all right.
You're bad with kids, dude.
Oh, I think it's important for a kid to know that they're not too young to die.
That's not cool.
Okay.
Ophelia, we've all lived in this city for a long time. Nobody's going to die while we're out there.
Well, we don't want to make promises we can't keep.
Everybody except Graves is going to be fine this entire trip.
Let's go.
All right. I'll walk you guys there. I may need help in terms of directions.
You gave us a place, right?
A place.
We could just go there. I could just take us there.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, wander around. All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Should we talk to like a vampire or something that's super old? Maybe they would know you guys. Do you have any vampire friends?
No.
I know Mercy. She's a cold killer.
I know Celia, an information broker.
Mercy knows.
They might have
people.
Somebody.
So we're going?
Yes. So you guys hail a cab. You guys head over to the Red Light District. It's still around. It's still a thing. It's relatively calm-ish, you know that you probably won't get too many eyes seen on you here. It's towards like the far side corner of Doshire, so it's fairly empty. And so yeah, you guys kind of show up to this address that she gave you, and it seems to be a what I can only say is like a, like, you know, one of those like creepy abandoned orphanages. It's a tall kind of gothic-esque building with a giant iron gate in front of it. Looks like it's been closed for a long time. And yeah, that's where you show up.
Is it actually an orphanage, Kim, or like is it like just a building that looks like
it's a building that looks like an orphanage? It's not an actual orphanage. It's just akin to if you like one of those like older,
like a Gotham City orphanage, not a Metropolis orphanage.
It's very dark and that sort of thing in terms of architecture, but it's not actually an orphanage. It looks like it used to be someone's like house.
Is it is the gate locked, the iron gate locked?
The iron gate does have like a chain with a lock around it. So, you can check.
I break them with my hands?
Probably, if you were to try. You know, it's dry. It doesn't look like anybody comes by here ever.
Mm. Ophie, do you want to go inside? See if it jogs any memories?
Sure.
All right. sorry about your hand being on mine. Just like going to the thing to try and break it.
Okay, yeah. Give me like a wreck. Yeah, it'd be a wreck.
Well, I rolled a 3.
Okay, so you can feel it start to like loosen and things under your hands, but it's stronger than you anticipated, and like maybe it doesn't feel entirely just man-made. There could also be some sort of magic or warding element to it as well that you weren't anticipating, so you aren't able to fully break it.
Guys, so usually this doesn't happen to me, but like I think this is actually like magic. So if someone else could take over, thanks.
I shoot it with my magic gun.
Okay.
I move out of the way as fast as I can.
Give me...
Blammo.
Yeah, give me a roll.
2.
Yeah, you are unsure what it is about this lock. This shit is sturdy.
I'm just going to climb the fence.
I have a ghost key that opens ghost lock.
Ah!
Why wouldn't you try that first?
shoot first, figure it out later.
I have a key that works. Yeah, I have a key that totally works on this, but let me shoot it at first.
Yeah. So you use that ghost key, and it opens up this lock. Ophelia goes, wow, that was kind of dramatic.
Yeah, for these ghost locks to work, you kind of have to shoot them a bit.
And oh, also, well, I loosened it.
Is it like, it's like loosening like a jar?
Like a jar.
Okay.
Yeah. I open pickle jars all the time by myself, though.
It's not true, Ophelia. I actually tend to open most of the jars of pickles.
I know D is saying something in there. I'm the one that pops the lid off.
I just realized that I'm on a mission with only Graves, Bear, and a 16-year-old girl.
Actually, most of the time, I open it and then I put it back on loose so he can open it.
Oh, whatever she's saying in there, just know, take it with a grain of salt. I read that in the book. Someone said
I'm
going to
start walking in, Kim.
Okay, yeah, you start walking in.
Yeah, I'm like,
we're the two efficient ones, and I'm possessed. Right
yeah,
now.
I know.
Yeah. Like,
Graves is the best detective around.
It's categorically.
You'll have to open a jar for me before I have to go back.
Open one for you? Yeah, no, easy. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Let's go look at your house.
Yeah. And yeah, Taper's already gone. You saw him storm inside. So yeah, Taper, you walk in. You walk in, yeah?
Yeah. With my gun out.
Yeah, with your gun out. And yeah, it is very dark. Smells incredibly dusty and kind of musty. Like old rotted wood. And the floorboards creak every time you take a step. And where are you headed?
I want to just get my bearings first. I don't want to walk too far from them.
Okay.
But I'd want to not map out the place, right? But try to get a vague mental map of where's
yeah,
the
I get
foyer.
You.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Do I see hallways? That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I get you. So you walk in and you kind of are in this long hallway. What you can see to your left is the foyer / living room area where they would hang out. You see this gigantic painting in the the far end in the middle of the room. A lot of couches, chaise lounges and stuff like that. A fireplace. There's a few more doors. There's a bathroom and a study and then the kitchen, and then there's a staircase going up to what you could assume would be one of the taller floors, so that's what you can see in front of you.
Does the furniture look like it's 1,000 years old?
It looks like it's been here a long time. It's got a lot of dust and it's got a lot of debris, and the fabric is torn into. There's been rats or critters in here. Looks like it's been here a while.
Is the the architectural style, the furniture style, the interior design style, decades old, or am I to look archaeologists would love this?
Yeah, you can tell that, especially this house alone, architecturally, it's very out of place, considering a lot of the architecture nowadays is there's a lot of big warehouses and things like that. The houses and things are more... they're less gothic looking and more modern mansions.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of that sort of style where to akin it to something now, right? You see what a Beverly Hills mansion looks like as opposed to an 1800s like Downton Abbey sort of thing.
Sure, yeah.
Just starkly different, sore thumb, out of place.
Got it. And the furniture looks medieval too.
Yeah, it looks like it's part of
whenever that is. Okay.
However long ago.
Okay. Then I'll just wait for the others, maybe hold the door open with my gun still out. and wait.
Okay, yeah.
Ugh. A lot of dust in here.
I thought about bringing my feather duster too.
Graves, don't you have allergies or something?
Yeah, but I think that's only in the shadow realm that we were in.
Right.
I think I'm good now. Right.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys enter in this house, and you can see Ophelia is looking around, kind of looking for, I guess the best way to describe it in her face is a sort of sense of familiarity, you can see it's kind of hard for her because everything looks so different than what you would assume she's used to. So it's like that sort of thing where you're like, she looks into the foyer area and it's like, oh, you know, this is where I would hang out and that sort of thing. But it's like everything's so dark and like different here now. It's not entirely how I remember it. And you can kind of see in her face, or in Dee's face really, that it's sort of settling in just how long it's been. And she's just kind of looking at it with a sort of solemnness of loss for something that she didn't realize she lost until she's actually looking at it now.
I think Kyle's a sweetheart, you know.
He doesn't. You are also cuffed to her.
I think
you feel her, like, she's not, like, she's trying her best to hold her composure, but she is shaking a little bit. So I think you definitely feel that in, like, her body also tensing and, like, while she's looking around.
So what was it like before? And, like, just kind of, like, following her around, trying to, like, light it up, find the mood?
Yeah. And I think it takes a beat because she's still, like, looking around and everything. And I think after, like, you guys, I think she leads you sort of in deeper into the foyer and very quietly says, it was nice. The sun, this is the perfect window. And it's like this big, like, it's very large window with like a little like lounge couch in front of it and that sort of thing. It's like, yeah, the sun would come through this way and hit the whole room. Noah and I would play hide and seek in here a lot. We played throughout the entire house really because it was so large. One of my favorite hiding spots was right over there, behind the curtain, because he would never think to check the corners. Yeah.
That's really cool. Trying not to cry. Just like, fuck, this is a child.
If it was me, I would have found you, because I'm a great detective.
Please ignore my friend. He's not the sharpest at times.
I appreciate it.
So, like, where did you stay? Where'd your brother stay? Let's check those rooms out. Let's go.
Can you say out loud for me, please? Someone should look for some files.
Dee said someone should look for some files.
Yeah, I was getting there. I was trying to be nice. Dee, I know you can hear me.
Ophelia, is there an office in this house that you could point me to?
Yeah, down the hall, almost the second to last door, on the right, there's a study.
And Graves, your, gun is using electroplasmic ammunition currently, right?
No, it's just a magic gun.
I roll my eyes. Does it harm ghosts?
Yeah.
Great. And then I'm gonna
take off. It harms people, too.
Graves, where are you headed right now? Are you gonna follow Taper, or are you gonna follow, Bear and Ophelia?
I'll follow Bear and Ophelia.
Okay, yeah. So Ophelia leads you upstairs to the third floor, to where a bunch of, like, just... This house is just kind of full of, like, rooms, and a lot of them are empty rooms. And so this third floor seems to be where there's, like, where they would, like, sleep and that sort of thing. Bathrooms and stuff are up here as well. Guest quarters, that sort of thing. That's, I think, what you see. And then she leads you towards... did you want to see Noah's room? Or my room, or both?
Both is cool.
Alright. I'll show you my room first.
Okay.
And she takes you to her room. It's the middle door to the left. And she opens it, and a lot like the other rooms in this house, it's very empty. It's very cold. But you can tell that she liked having her room very decorated. There's a lot of, like, bows and a lot of, like, paintings and a lot of that sort of stuff just, like, decorated throughout her room.
Dude, this is sick. Did you do these? And they're, like, dusty. Like, dusting it off, blowing on it.
No, I didn't. I just liked them. I thought they were pretty. I wanted to be a painter. And so I just admire this sort of stuff. I think the few things I did do are probably somewhere in this house. I know my father kept a lot of them. And, they're probably somewhere in this house.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's find them. It's pretty cool.
And it's also very empty. It's very dusty. You can see her bed, would be, like baby pink sheets and stuff, but it's like covered in brown. Yeah,
it's more gray.
Yeah, it's more gray and it's kind of gross and it's very dusty and things like that.
This,
yeah.
This is nice.
And yeah, so then she'd be like, I'll show you the nose room.
Yeah. And get a read on the guy we're going to find.
Yeah, it's just across the room.
Yeah, I should be able to make a profile based on his room.
Yeah, dude.
All right. And we'll cut over to Taper, who's headed to the study downstairs.
Yeah.
All right. So you open the study door, and it is got a lot of shit in there. What exactly are you looking for? By like first glance, I think, what would your eye be drawn towards?
Yeah. Any folders or files are a good start, like, Hemlock said, but,
okay.
Also like, even just like a calendar, you know what I mean?
Okay,
probably a calendar, files, folders, any of that.
Absolutely. You could tell that whoever occupied this study was a very organized individual.
Yeah, I'm happy.
The desk would be probably your best bet if you're looking for files and that sort of thing, which is like directly in front of you. There's this very big, like, large armchair and whatever. There is like a paper calendar, I would say, behind the desk, on the wall. A lot of things like X'd out, circled. Like I said, this person was obviously very organized and had a lot of things to keep track of. So you see a lot of that sort of stuff, at least on the calendar. I'm not sure what exactly you're looking for.
Year and month. On the current like page.
So month, I would say, is equal to like November.
So late fall.
Yeah, mid to late fall, more towards, I think, late fall. And this would be the year, we'll call it before Great Ceiling, so BGS. It's around 1500, like 1500, like 70-ish.
Okay. I'm going to like look at that. Like, I think I might pause for just a beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like a fuck me. Mm-hmm. And then write that down on my notepad, mm-hmm. like, for later, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not touching any of this for now. It's also dusty. And then, I'm going to check for traps on the desk and the chair. Study or survey?
Let's go survey.
Four.
Okay. You can tell that there's like a small, like, trip trap, like right in front of the desk and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing like major. It looked like it would just be like a small deterrent for like somebody trying to get in and get out.
I'm gonna close the door, step over the tripwire.
Yeah.
And then start going through the desk.
Yeah. So all of the files are organized alphabetically and through years. I'm not sure what exactly you're trying to look for.
How many files are there?
There's a lot of files.
Okay.
This person's, whoever they were, was very...
Maybe the most recent one, then, based off of the date. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and if there's anything newer, actually, I'd focus on that. But...
Yeah, yeah. You kind of see, like, the dates and, like, the years and, like, where they would stop. So you pick out a file, and we will cut back to you three.
As a podcaster, audio and soundscaping are something we spend hours on. But did you know that there's an easy way to bring that into your home games? Introducing Pocket Bard, immersive audio made simple. Pocket Bard is a music and soundscape companion app for tabletop role-playing games. Nothing breaks the flow of tabletop gaming like a clunky audio setup. Storytellers should feel effortless, not distracted by tech. Pocket Bard keeps you present, confident, and ready for the moments that matter most. We used Pocket Bard in a home game recently, and it was easy to use, had a great selection of free scenes, and made my players immersed in the travel session. Gone are the days of skipping a song in the playlist because it didn't fit the vibe. The Pocket Bard app is free to download and already has 17 forever free fantasy essential scenes to get you started. It's available on iOS and Android. Visit www.pocketbard.app to learn more and download the app today.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at DiceExploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Aliva Bay, a historical metropolis famous for scenic views, historic architecture, and generations of magical girls who keep the city safe. Follow the adventures of our magical protectors in Bloom and Blake, a queer and trans-led, majority BIPOC, Girl by Moonlight actual play podcast, featuring everything you're looking for in a magical girl show, including cinematic action.
And it becomes a massive obsidian scythe.
Mark drops out of it on the back of a giant hermit crab with a spiked shield made of stained glass.
Heartfelt feelings.
Maybe I'm a bad magical girl.
I am a joke. I'm an absolute fool.
When do we stop, though? Do you age out of this?
You are a magical girl first.
And even a little bit of romance?
Love is everywhere, but not everybody has access to it. You know I love you, right?
I'm with this team, but I'm with you more than any of that.
Yeah. I loved you too.
So join the fight for Aliva Bay's future today and find Bloom and Blight anywhere you get your podcasts.
Five Gems is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GEMS, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GEMS. For 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. They have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors.
So Ophelia leads you to Noah's room, and I think Noah's room is very different than Ophelia's room. It's almost like completely bare. I think where you could tell Ophelia's personality in hers, Noah's is very different. Only has, I think, what's necessary, like a bed, a small desk to like study on. Clothes, no decorations, nothing on the walls. There's like a lamp in the corner, but nothing that really stands out to you. And I think Ophelia opens the door and is like, yeah, he wasn't the most outspoken person. I'm not sure what you wanted to see exactly, but this is his room.
No, this is enough. I can make a profile based on this.
If your brother had gone somewhere, would he have left something behind for you if he didn't know where you were?
I think he would have.
Where?
It probably would be, in the closet.
You should go check that.
Okay.
I can't hear this. I start getting dragged to the closet.
Yeah, you start getting dragged to the closet. You're not entirely sure why.
I'm inspecting the bed.
Okay.
How it's made.
Yeah, how it's made. It's very, like, neatly tucked, folded in. Everything looks almost, like, like how when you arrive to a hotel room, it's very like the sheets are folded. There are creases. It is all very tidy and it is all very neat.
This is a wound tight man. He's about to break. I can tell.
Is your brother older or younger than you?
He is older by 2 years. But yeah, Barry, you get dragged to the closet, and there's like a little like drawer system. And she goes and she opens the very bottom drawer, and we cut back to Taper.
I'm looking through the file.
Yeah. And so the file that you pull out, Taper, is I think one of the last that's documented in here.
Mm-hmm.
And is quote unquote the most like recent in terms of this time that you can tell. And I think what you find in the file is details for a shipment.
To have a name on it, what the cargo actually is, any of that?
I think the name is blacked out.
Okay.
The cargo says magical artifact, and I think that's all you could really gather from this file.
Okay, well, I'm going to start working my way backwards then.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, every folder, like, I'm going to sit at the desk, take out my handkerchief.
Yeah.
Wipe everything down so it's on his desk.
Yeah.
And then notepad, folders, and I just start going through and taking notes on anything that looks interesting or matters.
Yeah. So I think what you gather from this collection of files is a bunch of shipments and a lot of names. I think what you're slowly beginning to piece together, and I think it happens actually rather quickly once you pick up the patterns. This person seemed to be the head of one of a major crime family. You're not sure, like, who exactly, because again, a lot of the files and stories and things from Old Doshire are gone or were lost. But given that your involvement in the mobs, you see very quickly that this is the sort of catalogs and things of somebody who is very important and who would have tabs on all of these things, on shipments, on transportation, on people who would be in the other, like other gangs and that sort of thing. You could tell that that's what this person, whoever they were, did.
Okay. That makes like the hair on the back of his neck stand up a little bit, because I don't like being, you know. How long has it been? I look at my watch.
I'd say you've each been here for like 30-ish minutes, so not like super long, but it's been a while. You've gotten through like a good chunk of like files and that sort of thing.
Do I get the sense I'm gonna gain any more knowledge? Like, are am I starting to get repeat information a lot?
Yeah, I think once you hit a certain point, you just get a lot of the same, like, oh, there's this shipment happening at this time, and you know, this person's doing this thing and that, all that sort of thing, and that just kind of keeps repeating over and over and over again. So you don't really pick anything new after like the 20th file.
I'm gonna grab the first five files, store them all.
Okay.
In my bag. Take my handkerchief, kind of like wave it so it gets some of the dust off. Fold it, put it back in, pick up my notepad, put that away.
Yeah.
And then step over the tripwire and open the door.
Okay. So you leave, and we'll cut back to you guys. I think Ophelia pulls out a little like hastily folded up note from the closet. Barry, you would see this. Graves, what are you up to?
I'm inspecting his drawers.
Okay.
Like where his clothes are.
Yeah.
Looking at his clothes.
Yeah, so you don't, again, find a ton. You find maybe like a notepad and a pen in like the top of his nightstand. You see all of his clothes are organized in like collared shirts, pants, things like that, like socks. It's all very organized and very purposefully placed. And I think that's what you're getting a lot over and over and over, is that Noah seemed to be very organized and very purposeful for whatever he did. And so I think that's what you're starting to gather.
Yeah, he would break easy if something wasn't right. I'm starting to think that something bad happened to him.
Fuck, you're the worst.
Dude. Yeah, and I think, D, you would be the only one to, like, directly see this. Bear, I'm not sure what you're up to right now, but I don't think I'm not sure if you'd be like watching Ophelia or if you'd be looking around this room like watching Graves.
Well, she kind of dragged me to the closet, so I'm like, what's going on here?
Okay.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, and so She opens the note, and D, you would be able to tell because you're detail oriented and you're a stickler, that this piece of paper was like folded in like a haste, and mm-hmm. it's not nearly as neat as you're seeing the rest of the room.
Edges.
Yeah, it's not nearly as neat as you see the rest of the room. Like the paper's crumpled, mm-hmm. like that sort of thing. And she opens it and scribbled hastily on it. You could see that it says, "Went out for a run, be back."
Did he like jogging?
No.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if he meant a run. Like he's going out. And she just kind of trails off.
Did he often do runs? Not like running, but like a run?
He wouldn't do them that often. Our dad never asked us to do that sort of stuff.
Your dad? Who's your dad?
Abel.
Abel. Abel what? Do I know an Abel off the top of my head?
Off top of your head? I think, how much do you study specifically of Doshire, I would have to say?
I don't know. So there's a couple of things. One, what I'm going to college for is kind of like the implications of like the magics and the spirit world on, I think that's what I said, on like lower income areas.
Yeah.
And then two, my whole thing is that I want to run the shit.
Yeah. I would say that this would be probably something like you read maybe once in like an offhand paper as you were trying to look for some other sort of information. The name of Abel Romato. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that you would have found out would have been like an offhand mention that he was one of the major three. He was like the head of one of the major three during the time of Old Doshire.
I see. Who is now?
That would be the Novellis.
Novellis. So the Novellis have taken over from Abel.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
At some point. You don't know when. There's no like clear timeline.
Right.
On that, okay. But
do we know how? Was it like hostile or just no?
No idea. All you know is that the Romatos were one of the big three, and now are no longer.
You guys find a clue over there? We'll run over.
Is that a piece of paper?
Look at the paper. Going on a run. He's gotten himself into organized crime, you guys. A good boy like this, getting himself wrapped up in bad things. I think I'm starting to get the pieces together.
Tell him your brother liked to go for jogs, and that's all that means.
I think she's like quiet for a second, and she's like, "Do you mean that?"
Yeah.
It's true. It's all true. He must have gotten himself in some money problems.
No, he just liked going on runs, like jogging.
Well, I mean, he could still do organized crime while jogging.
That's true.
Like, I'm just saying that we should probably, that this is our best hypothesis, and it's based on my profile, so.
We should probably see what Princess is getting into.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you wanted to show us more of your place, it's nice.
Maybe we can clean it up. Maybe.
Anything that could help with my profile.
Yeah, I'm sure Princess would like to clean. That's kind of, he's like it's a whole Cinderella thing. You know Cinderella? Is that your time? I don't know.
Yeah, we can go check out what Princess Taper's up to.
Off we go.
Yeah, back down. I think he's in the study. So she takes you guys downstairs.
As we're walking down, we're like, I think it's gambling. I think your brother might have gotten into gambling.
I feel like you're like just kind of jumping to conclusions.
Based on evidence.
Oh, and what evidence exactly?
You saw his room.
Okay. All right.
All right, so you guys head down and you meet up with Taper.
Did you find anything interesting?
Yeah. Yep.
I think that he's a guy wound up tight, got himself in some money problems, and got tied up with the mob.
Ophie does art sometimes. We're gonna find some of her drawings, I think.
Hemlock, Ophelia, would you mind if I took over for a moment?
Sure.
Thanks so much.
I say Hemlock, what? And then I stop.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, immediately, like, the sass is back. It's like, all right, there was a note left. She said her brother would have left her a note somewhere. We went and checked it out, and,
in a hidden space.
It was in the closet.
So it was definitely made with shame.
Specifically, He said that he went on a run and that he'd be back soon. So
run, and I air quotes.
One, he was expecting to be back. Two, he left it for his sister, so he didn't know she was missing. Three, she said that her father often did not have them do runs. They didn't need to be a part of whatever it was. And then, really quickly, what does anyone actually know about the Romatos outside of the fact that they were one of the big three families? Before we get ahead of ourselves.
Can I do a study?
Yeah, sure. Can we just all roll for it?
I got a six.
Holy shit!
Nice.
Dude, Jesse. Dude.
So I think what you would know specifically, given your work, is that the Romatos were very well known for smuggling supernatural artifacts. So I think that would be the biggest thing that you would know.
They smuggled artifacts. She was in an orb. They've got to be connected.
A question for you, Ophelia.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just talking in my own head, but talking out loud.
Yeah.
Do you need to go back to the orb?
I think I do. I've never been out for too long.
I'm more just offering relative residence until we can resolve things further, because the jumping back and forth of the orb thing seems frustrating. Ophelia.
Yeah?
I'm going to unlock myself from my cousin's wrist. Please don't take over my body and run away.
All right.
Yeah, just... All right. So I'm just going to let her hang out in here for a bit until it seems like it's too much for me to deal with, and I'll put her back in the ball.
In here as in your head?
Yeah.
And body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like this is kind of going to consume a good portion of what we're going to be doing next. And also, I feel like if I do faint, actually, it'd be nice to have someone else take over the reins and run away.
Mm. Oh, we gotta get the painting. Let her ask her where they are.
Oh, we'll just swap back.
You said something about.
Yeah, I wanna. We gotta clean up your drawings. We gotta take them back with us.
All right.
If we're hanging out.
I think they'd probably be somewhere in this house. I'd assume the second floor, maybe. If they're not here.
Ophelia, where did your dad hide the money most of the time?
He always said not to go through the barrels in the basement.
I'm like, can I take over for one more second?
Yeah.
Go to the barrels in the basement, please, and thank you.
Okay.
Is that where the painting is, or?
Second, you go to the second floor.
Right.
Go to the second floor. They're going to go to the barrels in the basement.
Okay, cool.
Actually, you go to the barrels in the basement with you, and you come with me to the second floor. And I point at Graves.
There could be a secret hatch or something.
Well, we're going to find the secret hatch on the second floor.
Okay, that's a good point.
Exactly.
Have we talked about what Taper has?
For the record, Graves is unusually correct that the Romatos, according to some of their documents, were smuggling occult artifacts of some sort. Did it mention an orb specifically?
Not an orb specifically, okay. No.
It's also worth noting, and I look at everybody and pause for a second, that the last... there's a calendar in that office, and the most recent year that it had been used was 1500 BGS.
So her brother's not alive anymore, right?
Are there any stories of anyone who's lived that long? Wives tales and shit.
Wives tales? Yeah, I think you would have heard the offhand, there's the vampire who lives in the corner of town. Kind of weird.
I want to look into credible ones. I'll touch base with my, Salius.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, if Noah's still alive, it'd be unusual if he was, at least. Though I agree with Hemlock that we should go to the basement bear while the others investigate the paintings upstairs.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah. Don't leave any paintings behind. We gotta bring them all back.
Don't touch any clues. If you come across a clue, don't touch
it. I'm gonna get my fingers on them.
No, yeah. I need them to be...
Sorry. Sorry, there's a cat over there.
All right. So we will start, I think, with Dee and Graves. You guys said you're going up to the second floor?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to take back over.
Yeah, I was like, are you taking back over?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Ophelia quietly is like, I think they'll just be hanging randomly in the halls of the second floor or in any of the bathrooms.
I am just going up to different paintings. I'm like, is this yours?
This one, no.
Okay. Is this yours?
This one, no.
Is this yours?
This one, no. It's a few paintings until she's like, that one.
Oh, perfect. Take that one down.
Yeah.
And keep going. Is there anything behind it?
Nothing behind
it. I checked behind it.
No.
I checked behind it. Is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I take that
and
one
And I think she points out like three different paintings.
I just take them all down.
Yeah. Okay.
The entire time they're doing this, I'm just rambling on about my theory of her brother, like, getting trapped in, like, gambling debt and having to...
No one's go. Listening to you.
Yeah.
You should be a writer, Grace. You should write fiction.
The ramblings of an insane man.
Yeah. All right. And then we'll cut to Taper and Bear. So where are you guys going? Down the basement?
Then in barrels? Barrels, right?
Yes. That's what she said. So yeah, we're heading towards the
basement. I can break things open.
Okay. Yeah.
What does the basement look like when we get there?
When you get there, it looks like a really old, like, wine cellar.
Dude. The stuff...
It's dark. There doesn't seem to be a light source or anywhere there would be a light source. And I think that's all you could tell for right now.
If this stuff's been aging down here for however long those numbers were, we could be rich.
Sure, we can haul all of these bottles of wine out after we find if any money's been stored in any of these barrels.
Well, if we start breaking, what if there's wine in the barrels?
Then we let it... I'm going to stand back, but we still let it fall to the floor. It doesn't matter. Or we can just open them.
Oh, yeah. I forget that you can just, like, not break things.
Christ. I'm going to... start like gently, like lifting, like with two fingers, mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
I could do it if you don't want to touch it, princess.
It's better if we split up and do separate barrels.
Okay. Yeah. You want to give me a study roll,
dude? Kim,
both of us.
Yeah.
Five.
Two. Taper.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you see, while it is dark, there is specifically a crate here, not a barrel, that looks like... So, this entire house, everything here has been covered in dust. I think with this crate specifically, the way that, like, I think the little remnants of light from the door you came down in are hitting, you can see that this crate looks like it's been moved.
I'm gonna grab up my lighter and flick that. Just for some extra light, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Bear over here for a moment, if you wouldn't mind.
Dude, there's so much wine as he's walking. There's so much wine.
Have you tried any of it?
No, I thought about it, but I think D would be mad at me if I just started drinking things from barrels.
Do not try the wine. In your head, like...
Who did that?
And I'm going to investigate the crate.
Yeah, give me a roll.
Six.
Six? Nice. Okay.
Yeah, easy.
We're on a roll, team.
Yeah.
Literally.
Solid. So you can tell from this little bit of extra light, this was moved recently. There hasn't been enough time for dust to settle around. More dust to collect around it.
Yeah.
And so it looks like it's been moved and opened recently.
I'm going to point that out to Bear. Like, I'm going to say, I'm going to, like, lay out how I saw that. You know what I mean? And then I'm going to ask, Bear, would you mind watching the stairs while I open this, while I investigate? Watch my back.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, I don't know. You want me to go to the stairs? I don't know. Whatever. I got you.
And then I'm going to open the crate, kind of look around.
Yeah. So you open this crate and there is nothing inside of it. But what it looks like, you can see like there's like padding and stuff on like the edges and stuff.
Mm.
And you can see the sort of like, given how long that this was in here, you can see the imprint of a pedestal.
I don't have a free hand to write this down. I'll write it down later. Anything else like around the crate? You know?
Around the crate, no, you maybe see like a stray like footprint that looks like somebody didn't cover it up.
Yeah.
Here or there, but nothing that like super sticks out to you.
Is the padding in the crate dusty?
The padding in the crate is dusty. Like it's been here for approximately the same time as like everything else has been here. But yeah, you can see the imprint of what was a pedestal in here.
Okay. I'm going to...
Did you find money?
No money, but a lead. Bear, will you come over here again for a moment?
Ah.
And then I'm going to point out, you know, again, I'm going to recite to you like the logic behind what is in there. And then...
I guess pedestal? Like, no, that's a podium. What does a pedestal do?
It raises something to be displayed. Oh,
like, yeah, okay, I get that. Oh, well, they transferred, what is it, the artifacts, yeah?
Yeah, yes, but this looks like it's been opened recently.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I'm wondering if the orb was taken from here.
If the orb.
Or if there are other artifacts that have been taken. And if so, I'm going to start looking around, Kim, to see if there are any other similar crates.
Yeah, you would see similar crates in here from as far as you can see with the light you have. But it doesn't look like any of those have been opened.
Does the crate look old? Like the crate's old?
So... It was moved recently.
And it's been moved recently?
Yes, it's old and has been moved recently.
Okay.
Bear, would you like to do something irresponsible with me?
Dude, really?
Open the crate. And I'm going to grab my gun.
Okay.
And hold the light, you know.
Okay.
Yep. I'm tearing that bad boy open.
Okay.
I think I have to roll for it, probably.
Yeah.
Just a nearby one.
Finesse or wreck?
It'd probably be wreck if you're doing it carelessly.
Yeah, that's me. Cease.
Nice. So you tear this crate open. And there are... There's some, like, artifacts and things inside of it. You would see just, like, amulets, like, crystal balls and that sort of thing in here specifically. That just kind of fall out, some shatter, some break with how much force you had behind that. But, yeah, that's what comes out of this crate.
Shiny.
So there are artifacts in there?
Mm-hmm.
Should I touch them now?
No.
Ah.
Okay. I don't...
Should I open another one? I'm gonna open another one.
Okay. Yeah.
Irresponsible! He's crashing out a little. A 5.
Yeah, you open another one nearby. I think you just kind of hop to the next crate, tear this one open with a similar force. A lot of the same stuff, like amulets, coins, that sort of thing. Stuff that feels a little like, what is that?
Yeah,
given that you're not really attuned to like magic and spirits and that sort of thing. So it's that sort of feeling of like,
dude,
it's like, ooh.
These smell bad, but in my heart.
Bear, let's go upstairs and see how the others are doing.
Okay.
You lead. And then on our way out, Kim.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna how big, like, are there any big wine barrels? Like, you know? Like, you know, the ones with the tap, you know?
Yeah. There's definitely like one or two.
I'm just gonna open one and let it all pour out to all cover our tracks. I'm not lighting this shit on fire.
Oh, dude, that's like maybe like so much coin. Like a number for sure.
But I don't want anybody to know how many people or if that we're here at all. Because there's always a possibility of a mistake, you know? So yeah, we head back up to them.
All right. Real quick, we'll cut back to Dee and Graves. What are you two up to?
Is this yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I have like 6 paintings.
You have like 6 paintings. And they're all like relatively like nice, like mostly scenery paintings, I'd say. And I think that's all of the ones of hers that you grab.
So I think there's like a femme fatale involved, right?
Because
like, what would push him? Because obviously he has a dad with money, so he could have just turned to his dad. But he didn't want to look bad in front of his woman.
What if there was ghosts involved? What if it was a ghost femme fatale? So
Ophelia, did your brother have a girlfriend ghost?
She said yes.
No.
I start scribbling down. Girlfriend
so
ghost.
Is there anything else in here that would be yours that you'd like us to get?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just my paintings that were important.
I'm starting to piece it together.
I'm sure you are.
And at that same time as you're having that conversation, Taper and Bear come up.
Hey.
Yeah.
I figured it out, you guys.
There's
ghost
a
girlfriend.
Ghost femme fatale.
Yep, ghost femme fatale.
That's exciting, Grace.
Mm-hmm. Now we just gotta find the ghost and we're good.
We found...
shiny things in boxes.
And the first box we checked, and I'm going to like...
Oh, yes, the first box,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be real proud of me,
okay.
Has been touched recently
okay.
and is empty. And had a podium in
How
it?
How recently?
Pedestal.
Pedestal inside of it?
It did have a pedestal. It looked like And I, you know, I just gleaned this. You know, it looked like it had a pedestal inside it, but the pedestal is gone. It was an empty box.
Recently moved, as in within the last few months, a few weeks.
Yeah. Was the orb that we stole resting on a pedestal?
A pedestal of sorts. It was like,
when
you guys got it, it was like a makeshift.
Was there any ectoplasm?
No, but there were like these shiny things that smelt bad, but in my chest, you know?
Artifacts similar to the orb. We didn't touch them. I don't know what they do, but since we know that the Ramados smuggled them, it's not a surprise.
So why don't we take them?
I feel like it wouldn't hurt to have a handful.
Mm-hmm.
At least to do research on.
How heavy were they, Keen?
They were fairly heavy.
I'm sure I can carry one of the boxes. Maybe two.
They were fairly heavy, and you don't know exactly what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if we're dabbling with, let's say, in theory, that all of them are artifacts exactly like the orb, meaning each one of them is, cover your ears, don't hear it, is its own little prison or storage space for souls and or ghosts, spirits, right? I feel like there's legs there.
Didn't the ceiling eat a soul?
What?
The dome. Didn't the dome eat a soul?
The dome led to a bunch of ghosts infecting the city.
No.
When that poor lady died in front of you, I'm sorry for bringing this
up. It's okay. No, you're right. They fed a soul to it, and we discussed it with that one magic person.
Oh, that is right. I forgot.
No, they were feeding souls. Okay. You could kind of know.
I'm a pretty good PI.
If you got... So remember, we discussed the spell that they did. We know that, mm-hmm. right? You remember that?
No.
I remember.
A lot has happened since then.
A lot has. Okay. But one soul disrupted the dome a bit. What if they're storing a bunch of souls? And... I mean, how much could a bunch of souls disrupt?
Wasn't this before the dome?
It's like post-pre-dome. Like, I feel like it's a close line. Am I incorrect on thinking that?
Close line meaning, what do you mean?
Like, how long ago did the sun go missing or go away?
The Ramados finished about 2,400 years ago.
Right.
So
they finished or they existed 2,400 years ago?
That calendar, the last date was marked 2,400 years ago. That's all we know. So,
yeah, so I think it's too early.
It's a 1,500 year difference.
Yeah.
But you also don't know when the calendar ended.
Yeah, that like exactly. Yeah.
Let's just go grab some of the things.
Yeah, someone now is definitely touching this stuff.
Yeah, Kyle, go put some in a bag and let's get out of here.
Can I just carry a crate? I kind of wrecked one.
I don't
want to
take a whole crate. How wrecked?
I tore it open. Well, okay. Well,
do you not know what it means to not leave footprints?
Okay, I'm going to go into the office and finish up some things.
But Princess said that he wanted to be reckless.
Go get the whole thing. Reckless.
That's not what I said.
He knows that's my trigger word.
I'm going to head towards the office, Kim.
Okay.
I just want to check a couple things.
Yeah.
I'll watch your backs when I'm back.
There's a lot of wine on the floor. That
Why
wasn't
is there
me.
Wine on
that
the floor?
That wasn't me. That was him.
Okay.
That
listen
I'm
to
listening.
Me. Okay.
I'm listening.
The wine one. I want you to take whatever the wine was in. And leave it where the one you're taking is, okay?
I think they looked different. I think the wine was in barrels.
The wine was in barrels.
These were crates. Pretty sure they looked different.
You bring me nothing but heartache.
Heartache and frustration. He said to open them. I'm my hand-eye coordination
nope.
is... You know...
You have no. hand-eye coordination? You're a fighter?
No.
Fight.
It's... Okay. Small things are harder to do than big things.
Opening a crate is not a small thing.
It has...
You are making excuses for being careless.
It had screws in it.
Go grab the thing. I'm going to go get us a taxi.
Do you head down there?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to go through because now there's a bunch of wine on the floor and this shit that you broke earlier is just kind of floating around. So what are you getting?
Well, I'm not scared of dirty things. So, mm-hmm. I'm like some people.
All right. So what do you grab?
I probably shouldn't touch these with my hands. I'm sure I have like a pack.
Yeah.
I think I might just go to the first one. Maybe not the one. Yeah, the one that something fell out and, like, broke out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Go to that one.
Okay.
And just, like,
So you just kind of scoop some stuff in there.
Maybe that'll help. I think I try and find the top of the thing that's like probably like floating off a little.
Yeah.
And just like place it back on top.
Yeah. You're like, you do the best that you can to fix everything. And it kind of just kind of looks like a mud cake slapped together. Just, it is slapped together. It is as best as you think you're going to get.
I think that's a good job.
You have a little sack of stuff?
Yeah. Heading out.
All right.
I don't even know what I got.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm going to end the episode.
Oh, my shoes are wet now.
Damn it. And it's going to leave a track.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's been
5GM.
Okay. If you like us, you want to follow us, you can go over to 5GM's official on X and Blue Sky and at 5GM's on Churchco or everywhere else.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
If you really, really, really like us, you could go like, follow, subscribe, do all of that fun stuff. Go over to our Ko-Fi if you want to leave us a little tipperoo. We do a lot of energy drinks on days like this because it's tough.
We do.
Beyond that, come watch our other stuff. Listen, like, you know, fun stuff. Share with your grandmas. Grandmas love us.
We're getting our fingers in everything right now.
We are. Beyond that, you can find most of us here over at Advanced Army, ADAVANS, where we make all kinds of 5e supplemental content. Keep your eyes peeled. There's always something interesting around the corner, probably.
Yeah, you never know.
I draw Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter/X. FROGGART is how that last part is spelt.
And Jesse?
Just living that life, you know?
Did you have your music review show?
It kind of fell through.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Didn't you just win that award, too?
Yeah. It was just, I did that way Razzie? Too much drugs and and partying, and I just need to recenter myself. You know?
Okay. Go do like a retreat or something. Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trenchcoat. Be sure to follow us on our social media at 5GMs in a Trenchcoat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com, super easy. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment if you want to. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye!
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trenchcoat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5GMs in a Trenchcoat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trenchcoat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.